The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
You know, it seems like Denver wants me back, and I want to be there. I know everyone knows that, you know, at the end of the day, it is a business. It's just a matter of it working out on both sides, and that's just the business aspect of the game.
Justin Simmons yesterday appearing on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Okay, he's very optimistic, Chad Brown in for Stink, that the deal will get done. Are you confident that a long-term deal will get done? I mean, there's no doubt he's going to be here this year. But do you think and expect them to get a long-term deal worked out?
I haven't heard any ridiculous demands from Justin Simmons and his camp that they've got to be the highest paid. I think once you're willing to concede, you know, that ego, you know, move, then you're willing to get it done in some way. I think they get close to that $14 million average. Obviously, deal structure matters, guaranteed money matters, but they get close to that $14 million average. I think Justin Simmons and the Broncos are married for a long period of time.
Good, good. And, yeah, I still think it's kind of everyone's waiting to see what the cap number is going to be. But I think as soon as we get that nailed down, I think you'll start to see these kind of deals happen and happen quickly. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, I didn't love the hit. I mean, you know, Nate turns up the ice. The guy's coming from quite a distance and catches him, you know, high. You know, so obviously I don't like that. But, yeah, I saw him coming off the ice. He was in the hallway. Seems to be doing good. I think that, you know, we get lucky on it. You know, hopefully he's feeling good and everything tomorrow. But as of right now, he seems to be fine.
Whew. Sigh of relief there. There's Jared Bednar. Nathan MacKinnon took a hard hit. An illegal hit. It was penalized up near the head area. Had to leave the game, but indications are that he'll be fine. Avalanche get a 4-0 win after a day in which they held a team meeting. One in which Jared Bednar said there were, quote, some to-the-point, honest, and fair, end quote, questions and discussions. Brendan Saad said that there have been times, quote, when we've kind of taken the night off. When you are holding team meetings, is that a good thing, or is that a sign of some deeper rooted issues that could be serious red flags?
It clearly depends on what the team meeting is about. Are we having a team meeting about effort, about not taking the night off? I think that's a sign of issues. Is it just a reminder meeting, or is it an airing of the grievances? Is it Festivus kind of thing? You know, we need to figure this out here.
Here's how I think you read the quotes. And here's my read, you tell me, as an athlete. Okay, when I hear Brendan Saad say, the biggest thing is just consistency. And then Saad talks about taking a night off. Devontae says, it's tough at times with the expectations with our team. Consistency is something we have to focus on. Bednar saying, I sense we're a hungry group here this morning. Here's my read on it. The Avalanche came in with all kinds of crazy high expectations. Many people, many experts, having him already ticketed to the Stanley Cup Finals, if not winning the Stanley Cup Finals. Is this a team that is burdened by these expectations? I don't think so. I think it's a team that maybe is guilty at times of reading their press clippings.
Then a team meeting is important then, I think, to have some honest discussion. And it wasn't players only. Coaches were involved in this thing. So that, I think, changes the dynamics of it quite a bit.
Are the better ones when there are not coaches involved?
No, I think that's when things are starting to fall apart.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, when it's just a players only kind of thing.
Good.
And then, you know, because then there's just so many different opinions. There's no structure to the meeting.
Right.
It's just a bunch of dudes yelling at each other.
Right.
Not much to be gained there. Coaches are involved. We're going to, you know, remove some of the X's and O's of it and just talk about our approach and how we mentally look at games and how do we prepare kind of thing. Obviously, they came out and won the next day. So from that standpoint, the anti-Earl Weaver, it was a good team meeting, not a wasted team meeting.
The legendary late Earl Weaver in Baltimore was once asked about holding a team meeting. He said, why do I want to hold a team meeting? if I hold a team meeting today and then we go out and lose, what do I do tomorrow?
Right. Avs won, so all's well.
All's well. Next on the Morning Brew.
Rams get a steal. Came to Roddy. Lead pass Moore. Ahead of the pack. He'll lay it in.
Hi, West Network. Hey, CSU goes out last night. Takes care of business. Beating up on a bad New Mexico State team. Actually, that was New Mexico. And they remain on pace. If you listen to Joe Lunardi and his bracketology, he has CSU in there, in the tournament.
18-4, I certainly hope so.
Well, you just never know with how the committee is going to view the Mountain West.
Yeah, 18-4, though.
Is that, traditionally, that's kind of been the conference that, really only gets the one bid, and you better win the conference tournament in order to get the automatic bid, but this might be the year where, they get a couple.
Yeah, they're 14-8. I think it's a different conversation. 18-4, that's got to get you in.
Man, I hope so. I mean, how cool would it be to have both? I mean, the Buffs are in. The Buffs are going to be in. Don't worry, your Buffs are in.
Yeah.
But
go, Ted.
To be able to get both CSU and CU in the tournament, that'd be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah. Ramy's now 17-4 overall after that 87-73 win.
18-4.
I got him 17-4.
I'm looking at ESPN.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm looking at ESPN too. You got 18-4?
Yeah.
I got 17-4. Huh. Okay. Tomato, tomato. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
I think Derek Carr had his best year yet under John Gruden. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and we couldn't be happier with him. And I tell you every year, I mean, we evaluate every position every year. I have no idea who might call me or who might not call me. But if you're asking me about Derek, I mean, I think John and I would both stand shoulder to shoulder and pound the table for Derek Carr.
Huh? How about that for an endorsement from Mike Mayock, Raiders general manager, talking about Derek Carr? I mean, is that a real vote of confidence, or is that the dreaded vote of confidence that usually accompanies somebody imminent firing or departure?
Well, yeah, read between the lines and check out the words. They would stand on the table for Derek Carr, but he started off that statement talking about somebody called.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I would say Derek Carr is a great player, and you should trade with me for him. He didn't say, John and I would say absolutely no to every single trade possibility. He talked about people calling. And we would say, yes, we love Derek Carr. You can love somebody and trade him. You certainly can.
Okay, but was that an endorsement of Derek Carr? Or was that just simply trying to boost Derek Carr's trade value? Hey, we're interested in Deshaun Watson.
I think they...
Texans.
They really like...
We really like Derek Carr.
They really like Derek Carr. They really like Derek Carr, but are willing to do football business. Without a doubt. Simple.
Hey, you could do a lot worse than Derek Carr as your quarterback.
This division's got some good quarterbacks. Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback by any means.
Not at all. I have no problem with him here. That's for sure. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat always got a cheery disposition. What's grinding his gears? We'll find out next.